This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles, please, to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and when you get there, say amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Are you there yet? Amen. Look at verse number 1. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1, when I get there. Ephesians chapter 4. The Bible says, this is Apostle Paul talking to the Christians at the church at Ephesus. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. He said, there's one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect or complete man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Let the church say, amen. 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 Now, I know that was a mouthful, amen. But when we look at Ephesians chapter 4, we find that the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Christians at Ephesus to live a life that is worthy of the calling that they had received, amen. Live a life that is worthy of the calling that they had received. If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, we're not going to go there for the sake of time. The Bible tells us that as Christians, we have been called to a holy calling, you know, a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace that was given to us through Jesus Christ before the world began. Are y'all still with me? So the Apostle Paul is telling them that they need to live a life that is worthy of their calling, or they need to live a holy life. And he gives them some things to teach them how to live a holy life. He told them in verse number 1, he said, live this life with lowliness. The word lowliness means humility. Okay, humility. He said, live it with lowliness and meekness. That word meekness means gentleness. He said, with long-suffering, that word long-suffering means patient. He said, forbearing one another in love. In other words, he tells us that we need to live this life by walking in love, not just in any old kind of love, but in the love of Christ. Amen. And then he tells us here, and he tells them the way to live this life. He told them in verse number 3, The word endeavoring means to make an effort. He says to make every effort or make an effort. How many of you know when you make an effort, you have to do something? He said make an effort to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond or control of peace. He tells us to make an effort to keep the unity of the spirit in a bond of peace. Now, how can we keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace? Well, the way we do that is, first of all, we have to realize the fact that in the spirit, there is no division. Are y'all still with me? In the spirit, there is no division. So Paul says, keep the unity of the spirit in the bond or control of peace. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And then he tells us here about the unity of the spirit, okay? He talks about it here in verses number 4, okay, all the way down to verse number 6. He talks about oneness. Do y'all see that? Okay? He talks about oneness. He said there's one body, there's one spirit, there's one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now keep in mind, the Apostle Paul is not talking to just one individual. He's talking here to the Christian church in Ephesus. In other words, he's talking to everyone. Are you all still with me? Amen. And then he talks about what Jesus Christ did for us, okay? He tells us here that Jesus Christ, you know, when he died on the cross, I'm just going to paraphrase that, and when he went to hell to suffer for your sins and mine. And then he tells us that on the way back up to heaven, he led some people who were in captivity. He freed them. Amen. He led them out of captivity of hell. And he gave some gifts unto men. Are y'all still with me tonight? Amen. He gave some gifts unto men. I like to say it this way. He gave the gifts to the body of Christ or to the church. Are y'all still with me? And he gave us these gifts to help us to walk or to live the way God wants us to live. He gave us these gifts to help us to live a life worthy of the call, to live a life of walking in love, to live a life in being in gentleness, to live a life of patience. He gave us these gifts to help us. And then the Bible tells us in verse number 11 what these gifts are. Amen. Now stay with me. He said he gave some apostles. He gave some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And then the Bible tells us in verse 12 why he gave us these gifts. For the what? Perfecting of the saints. That's Christians. For the work of the ministry and for the edification of the body of Christ. And then as we read already, he goes on to tell us how long Jesus gave us these gifts. He said he gave us these gifts until, verse number 13, we all come in the unity of the faith. We all come in the unity of the faith, not just one person, because he's talking to, once again, who he's talking to? The body of Christ. Thank you. So he says, until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, verse 13, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of God. Do you all see that? So what that tells us there is that as Christians, we still have work to do. We have not arrived yet. You know, because the Bible tells us, once again, that he gave us these gifts until we come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son. And how many of you know, in the body of Christ, there's still division. Amen. So these gifts that Jesus gave to us, he gave them to us for a period of time. We don't know what period of time that is, but what that tells us, once again, we still have work to do in the body of Christ. Are you all still with me? Amen. As Christians, we have a long way to go as we prepare to go into the next year. Because things are always changing. And we can never get to the point where we're there. Things change every day. Things change in the world every day. if you think about it, we are experiencing a change right now, because we normally don't have service on Friday nights. We have service on Wednesday nights and Sundays, so a change is taking place right before your eyes. Are you still with me? We know that in a few hours, another change is going to take place, because we leave 2021 and we move into 2022. And how many of you know, as we leave 2021, I've already said this earlier, there's no need of looking back, because there's nothing back there for us. You all still with me? So we have to move forward. So a change is about to take place. Amen? Amen. A change is about to take place, and it's a place that we cannot go back to. Are you still with me? So things change every day. And how many of you know that because things change every day, God wants us to change every day? Not just once a year, but every day. Are you still with me? Amen. Because the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I believe, it said the spirit is renewed day by day. Amen. So God, the Bible tells us that change every day. And we just read, talking about the gifts that God, that Jesus sent back, that God has given to us everything that we need as members of the body of Christ in order to change every day. I mean, not just, as I've already said, once a year, every day. Are you all still with me? Amen. It's because, see, when you read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 14 that we've already read, we will find out that what the Apostle Paul is trying to do to the Christians at Ephesus is to get them to be better than they were at that particular time. In other words, he is trying to tell them how to advance forward in their Christian life. He's trying to tell them that, yeah, I know that you are Christians, but there's still growth that needs to take place in your life. Are you all still with me? Amen. All the way up to verse number 13, he tells them that you need to do some growing. And then in verse 14, he tells them why they need to continue to grow. Are y'all still with me? He tells them in verse 14, he says, so that we henceforth be no more what? Children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. He said, listen, we can't be tossed with any kind of doctrine anymore. We can't continue to move on in this Christian life listening to what the man say, because the man might not know what he's talking about. How many of you know that there's nothing wrong with children? But when you grow up, we can't be children anymore. Are y'all still with me? Paul says in Corinthians, he said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. He said, I thought like a child. He said, but when I became a man, I had to put away childish things. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Now, I know there are no children. Well, there are a few children in here. But when I talk about a child, I'm not talking about the physical child. I'm talking here about spiritual children. Are you all still with me? Amen. Stay with me. Amen. So he told them once again, you all Christians at Ephesus, in the words of us, he said, you all need to make a change. It's time for you to walk worthy or live worthy of the life that you was called to. You were called to be holy. And it's time for you to live holy. And the only way that you can do that is that you have to change some things in your life. Because if you do not change things in your life, you will continue to be like children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby they live in wait to deceive. Are y'all still with me? He says, instead of you being tossed around like children, what you need, instead of doing verse 14, The only way that you can avoid doing or having verse 14 done to you is that you have to do verse 15. What was the verse 15 say? Let's take a look at verse number 15 here. Verse 15 says, instead of being tossed around, it says, but speaking the truth in what? Love, so that you can grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, which is Christ Jesus. Look at what the NIV says. I like the NIV. It says, speak the truth in love, so we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Christ, or members of the body of Christ. So what the word of God is telling them there is that it's time to grow up. We can't be children anymore. Change is going to have to take place. And the only way that those changes are going to have to take, going to be able to take place is that we have to be ready to make a change. How many of you are ready to make a change as we move forward in 2022? Amen. See, a change needs to take place in our lives daily, not once a year. See, not once a year. We know that once a year, we have New Year. We go through 12 months. In many cases, people go through with pain and sorrow, sadness and gladness. And it happens once a year. But the change that we need to make as Christians is not once a year. The change we need to make as Christians is daily. In other words, we must grow up spiritually daily. Not just once. Because once again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I understood as a child. But now that I'm a man, I put away the childish things. Are you all still with me? And God's way for us is not to stay spiritual babies, it's not to stay spiritual children, but his way for us is to grow up spiritually. So our focus at Word of Knowledge Ministries for 2022 is elevating our spiritual growth, parentheses, through the Word of God. Not the craftiness of men. Not the ones who lay back in deceit. Not listening to what they say. Not finding stuff on the internet that we don't want to do as it pertains to the Word of God, but elevating our spiritual growth through the Word of God. Are y'all still with me? And the base scripture that we're going to use for the year is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, because Christians, I don't know about you, but it's time for us to stop being tossed to and fro like children with every wind of doctrine. Are y'all still with me? It's time to make a change. Because if we do not try to elevate our spiritual growth through the Word of God, we will listen to anything. And there are people out in the world who will try to deceive us and tell us things to try to get us to stop serving Jesus. That's why we can't listen to what people say no more, unless it lines up with the Word. Because if we listen to what people say that's contrary to the Word of God, and we do what they say that's contrary to the Word of God, we will not grow spiritually. We will not elevate anything, but we will continue to be children and babes in Christ. Are y'all still with me? And how many of you know God does not want us to stay as children? See, a lot of people grow physically. You know, when you're born as a child, you grow physically. But how many of you know, although people grow physically, they don't grow spiritually. And the reason why they do not grow spiritually is because they don't spend time in the Word of God. And it's not God's way for us to stay babies in Christ. He wants us to grow up. He wants us to elevate. How many of you know the elevator goes up? I know it comes down to get some more people, but it still goes back up. Are y'all still with me? Elevating our entitled Spiritual Growth. If you're looking for a title for this message, it's called Elevating Your Spiritual Growth. Because once again, it's a change that each, every individual in the body of Christ need to want to make and make. Are y'all still with me? Elevating your spiritual growth. I want you to go with me to Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah chapter 4. And we're going to come back to Ephesians. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 4. Hallelujah. Because God sent Jeremiah to the southern kingdom to try to get them on track so they would not go into exile to the Babylonians, in which they ended up doing. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Jeremiah chapter 4. But they didn't listen to Jeremiah. And we find out in verse number 22, chapter 4, God, through the prophet Jeremiah, he says, are you all there yet? He said, my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children. Now, I don't know if you ever looked at the word sottish in the Greek, but when you look at the word sottish, you see a word that says silly. Some translation says senseless. There's another translation, the New Living Translation, says stupid. I'm just telling you what the translation says. Amen. I'm not calling nobody stupid. Amen. He says, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. Well, why haven't they known him? I mean, Jeremiah was trying to give them the knowledge of him. Jeremiah was trying to tell them how God wanted them to operate. He said, they have not known me. They are silly children. I mean, now listen. He's talking about grown-ups. He's talking about people who are grown. He's calling them silly children. Well, why did he call them silly children? Well, the reason why he called them silly children is because that's what they were acting like. Although they were grown in the physical, they was children in the spiritual. Are y'all still with me? Like a lot of Christians today. He said, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no what? Knowledge. Well, I wonder why they didn't have any knowledge. Well, let me tell you why they didn't have any knowledge. The reason why they didn't have any knowledge is because of what Hosea 4:6 says, they rejected knowledge. Because Jeremiah was trying to tell them, look, God said you need to get your house in order. God said y'all need to stop rebelling. God said this. He said, if you don't do this, it's going to happen. They received the knowledge, but they rejected it. And how many of you know we have so many Christians in this world today who receive the knowledge on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they reject it. And the reason why they reject it is because they do not want to make any changes in their life. They love their life just the way it is. They think if they make one or two changes, it might mess things up. But I mean, you know, in actuality, it might help some things. Are you all still with me? Amen. Because once again, the only way that we can elevate our spiritual growth is that we have to make some changes in our life. Are y'all still with me? I mean, we might need to change the way we study. I mean, we might need to change the way we pray. I mean, we might need to change the way we meditate. We might need to change our church attendance or lack of. We might need to change how we do our tithes and offering or lack of. We might need to change how we focus on God. Are y'all still with me? I mean, it's highly possible that we may think that we're doing those things the right way, but maybe we need to take some time to think about it. Because we can't do those things our way. In order to grow spiritually, we must do them God's way. Are y'all still with me? So sometimes changes need to be made. I mean, I told you already, we're getting ready to make a big change. We're getting ready to go into another year. So it's time for us to reevaluate ourselves and see what changes we need to make. Because once again, if we do not make spiritual changes, we will not grow spiritually. We will not elevate anything. We will continue to be on the bottom floor, and people will continue to toss us around to and fro with every doctrine because we act like children. Are y'all still with me? But the question is, what are we going to do about it? Amen? And once again, God wants us to grow up, and he has given to us everything that we need in order to grow up spiritually. I don't know about you, but in 2022, I'm searching out spiritual growth. I believe there's much more to it than what we've seen. Amen? Are y'all still with me? God has given us everything we need. The Bible tells us, we already saw it in Ephesians, that when Jesus ascended, he gave gifts to the church. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastors, and teachers. And the Bible says that he gave. Now, I want you to go back to Ephesians chapter 4 here. Because Jesus said, because Paul said Jesus gave. Amen. Ephesians 4. Christmas is time for us to grow up. So we won't be tossed around anymore with every wind of doctrine. We need to grow up. We need to become mature Christians. Are y'all still with me? Look at verse number 4 again. The Bible says in verse number 11. The Bible says, and who gave? Jesus gave. Notice that Jesus gave the apostles and the prophets and the pastors and the evangelists and teachers. But don't you know that the apostles are human beings? Pastors and teachers are human beings. Evangelists are human beings. These are people that he gave to the church. Amen? And notice the Bible says he gave. Well, Pastor, what's so significant about he gave? Well, the significance is if he gave them, he fully equipped them to do the work that he sent them to do. He fully equipped them because, listen to this, whom God calls, he fully equips. Fully, lacking nothing. Whom God calls, he fully equips. Well, Pastor, why did you mention that? Well, the reason why I mentioned that is because these gifts are in the church to help us to grow or to elevate our spiritual growth. And God has given these gifts everything they need in order to help us to grow up spiritually. Are y'all still with me? Whom God calls, he equips. In Exodus chapter 4, God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Pharaoh had already said, I'm not letting them go anywhere. And Moses, like many of us, probably said, Pharaoh? God, you want me to go and tell Pharaoh? How many know the name of Jesus above all names? Moses said, but God, I don't have eloquency of speech. He said, my speech is slow. You know what God said? He said, who gave you your mouth? See, sometimes we put ourselves down because we look at things from the natural point of view. That's why we need to elevate our spiritual growth. Because when we elevate our spiritual growth, we know that if God said it, he has already equipped us to do it. Are y'all still with me? God said, who made your mouth? He says, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, Moses, I'm going to put the words in your mouth. And then if you read a series of scripture, the Bible goes on to say, Moses said something else, and the Bible says, God, Moses just said, you know, it's, I'm just paraphrasing. God was like, Moses, come on. He said, Moses, I'll tell you what I'll do. Isn't Aaron your brother? He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to put the words in your mouth. And then you tell the words to your brother. And then I'm going to put words in his mouth and your mouth. Christian, what am I trying to get you to see? What I'm trying to get you to see is that if God calls, or if Jesus gives people to do a certain mission, he always equips. Are you all still with me? Well, Pastor, how do he equip the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers? Well, he equipped them the same way he equipped Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew when Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit ascended like a dove. And then there was a voice from heaven that said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Amen? And the same Holy Spirit that ascended on Jesus like a dove is the same Holy Spirit that God, when Jesus sent these gifts back, he also equipped them with the Holy Spirit. Are you all still with me? Mr. Green talked about the Holy Spirit. Amen. So they're fully equipped. But listen to this. When I think about God equipping people, because the Bible says, once again, that Jesus gave them. When I think about that, there is three things that come to my mind. Number one, the Bible tells me that the gift of Jesus that God gave to us, okay, Jesus plays a part in us elevating our spiritual growth. He plays a part in us elevating. In other words, if I want to elevate my spiritual growth, I need to know something about Jesus. Well, how do I find out about Jesus? Through the Word. Number one. Number two, it also tells me that the Holy Spirit has a part to play in my spiritual growth. The Holy Spirit has a part to play in me elevating myself spiritually. Well, Pastor, how is that? Because the Bible says that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Are y'all still with me? And there's the third thing that it tells me is that, listen to this, because we find out that who gave those gifts? Jesus. He gave some who? Apostles. He gave some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. So if Jesus gave some, and we know that Satan have a counterfeit for everything that Jesus gives, then that tells me that there are also some self-proclaimed apostles and some self-proclaimed prophets and some self-proclaimed evangelists and some self-proclaimed pastors and some self-proclaimed teachers. Are y'all still with me? And these self-proclaimed people also try to talk to us about the things of God. But because they have self-proclaimed themselves, they are missing a very important ingredient. And that very important ingredient that they are missing is called the Holy Spirit. Amen? But what happens is that because people say they are prophets, teachers and pastors and evangelists and apostles, people who are still spiritual babies, people who are still children, grown-ups I'm talking about, they're still children in their Christian walk, they listen to these people, and because they listen, to this unsound, unscriptural words that these people speak, they end up being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Why? Because they're acting like children. And they have not taken the time to try to elevate their spiritual growth through the Word of God. They'd rather listen to what someone else has to say and then live their life based on what someone else said who might not have been sent by Jesus. Are y'all still with me? Satan has a counterfeit for everything that God has. And because of that reason, Christians, because of that reason, we cannot afford to stay babies in Christ Jesus. We cannot afford to stay spiritual. We must grow up spiritually. And the only way where we can do that is that we must get into the Word of God. Are y'all still with me? We must make some changes in our life. We have to do things differently. As I said before, maybe we need to look at how we're praying. Maybe we need to look at how we're serving God. Maybe we need to look at some of the things that we're doing where when we think that we're there. Maybe we're not. And maybe that's why our elevator is not going up. Calling the maintenance man and say, something wrong with my elevator. Well, you know what's wrong with the elevator? We're not being elevated by the Word of God. We're being elevated by people who don't know what they are talking about. Are y'all still with me tonight? We're talking about spiritual growth as we move forward. We can't go back in 2021 and fix it, but we need to move forward in Christ Jesus. Are y'all still with me tonight? Amen. Well, Pastor, how do I know? I mean, you know, when they put on a suit and a tie and have a bald head and they stand, how do I know? How do I know who is sent by God and who's just self-proclaimed? How do I know? How do I know who's live and who's memorex? How do I know? Well, let me tell you how you know. The way that you know is by following the Spirit of truth. Because the Spirit of truth will lead and guide you into all truth. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go with me to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all seem like y'all are tuned in to channel 2. Amen. Because as children of God, the Spirit of truth is here for you and is here for me. St. John chapter 16. Amen, amen, amen. This is around the time Jesus was talking to the disciples about leaving them. And he told them in verse number 7. Are you there yet? Look at verse number 7. He says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's better for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And then he says in verse 8, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He said, of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world, Satan, is judged. He said, I have said, verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you can't hear them now. In other words, you won't, if I tell you, you're not going to understand. He said, howbeit, when who? No, I don't know. I ain't said spirit yet. When what? Notice what he didn't say. See, you have to stop sometimes. See, sometimes we read the Bible too fast. Notice he said when he is come. Notice what he didn't say. Notice he didn't say when the bird comes or the white dove. Because some people think the white dove is the Holy Spirit. No. The Bible says he ascended like a dove. Notice the Bible didn't say when it is come. Because people say the Holy Spirit is it. No. He's not an it. The Bible said when he, a person, the third person of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Bible said when he is come, when he, and then the Bible calls him the Spirit of Truth, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will do what? Guide you into what? All truth. In other words, when that person comes to you and says, you know, I'm this and I'm that, if you're growing spiritually, if you're elevating your spiritual growth through the Word, the Holy Spirit, you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. It might not be an audible voice. See, the problem with Christians is this. We want to hear an audible voice. Because I'm looking at the screen right now, we're too lazy to develop the spirit man. So we want to hear God an audible voice. No. God don't have to speak to us in an audible voice. The Holy Spirit might speak to you in a small, still voice. That means you need to be quiet and listen to him. All these things in our life that we're so busy to spend time in the Word. We're so busy to spend time in prayer. We're so busy to come to the church, the house of the Lord. We're so busy. You know, when the Holy Spirit's trying to speak to us, we're not going to hear them because we got all those things on our mind. See, the Bible says here that he will guide you into all what? Truth. That means if somebody is false, the Holy Spirit says, oh, that's not a God. Are y'all still with me? See, as we move forward into 2022, we're gonna spend some time with the Holy Spirit. Because I believe that a lot of Christians, even in this ministry, you know, nothing against anyone, but I'm missing out on one of the main ingredients. See, we talk about Jesus and we talk about God the Father, which is great, we should, but we don't understand the power that flows, that comes around, the anointing with the Holy Spirit. And in 2022, listen, we're going to be elevated. Are y'all still with me? Through this word, amen. Because Jesus said, listen, I got to go away. But he said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, verse 13, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, will show you things to do what? Come. See, when you get ready to go through that red light, and that light turns yellow, and you think you can beat it, and you hear that voice say, don't try it. That's not your imagination running away with you. Are y'all still with me tonight? We're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. And how many of you know that Jesus said, when he comes? Well, when Jesus said that, Jesus had not ascended to the Father yet. So now, it's not when he comes. He's already here. And he's trying to make a difference in your life and in my life. Why? By us allowing him to lead us and guide us into all truth. By us allowing him to help us to make the changes in our life that we need to make so we can grow spiritually. Are you all still with me? Amen. I want you to look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Because Jesus talked about in John 16, the Comforter. He said, when the Comforter is come and the Spirit of truth, they're the same people. Amen. But then in John chapter 14, he said in verse 26, he said, but the Comforter. Now listen, we saw in John 16, he says, when the Comforter comes. In 14, he tells us who the Comforter is. He said, but the Comforter, which is the who? Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, same. Amen. He said, which is the Holy Ghost, he whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you what? All things. and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. See, he's here. Now listen to this. He should teach you what? All things. And bring what? All things to your remembrance what I have what? Said to you. See, we take things for granted. Let's go back to the trivial questions. Knowing Minister Denise and Minister Jones like I do, they probably didn't give anybody the answers tonight before they got here. But when they started asking questions, people started to remember the answers. They remembered. Well, how did you remember? See, we take things for granted. Maybe the Holy Spirit brought it back to your remembrance. So you could speak and then be blessed with a gift. Because God is all about gifts giving. Well, Pastor, that doesn't make sense. We can't limit God. We can't limit the Holy Spirit. Listen, in the natural we do, that's why we need to grow spiritually. Are you all still with me? So once again, I gave you the focus for 2022, didn't I? I said elevating. Help me out, somebody. Our spiritual growth through the Word of God. I'm going to give you another part of that. Elevating our spiritual growth through the Word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. Elevating our spiritual growth through the Word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. Well, Pastor, why is that? Why by the Holy Spirit? Christians, listen to this. Because Spirit is what you are. You are a spirit made in the image and likeness of God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, that God made man in his what? Image, after his likeness. So whatever God is, that's what man is. In John chapter 4, we saw it last Sunday, verse 24, when Jesus was having a conversation with the woman at the well in Samaria. Jesus told the woman that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, this is literally, I know people say we're a soul. No, we're not a soul, we're a spirit. I know the Bible says when God breathed into the nostrils of Adam, he said he became a living soul. Well, that word soul doesn't mean like we are soul. That word means nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H, which means he became alive. See, it's the breath of God while we're still living today. It's the breath of God while we still see December the 31st, you know, 2021. You heard Kathy's testimony. And I'm sure a lot of other people probably face some things. But we are still standing. Why? Because the breath of God still lives on the inside of us. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So listen, you are a spirit. You possess a soul and you live in a body. And the soul and the spirit goes together like the wet and the water. See? So you can't separate the two. When you get wet, you get water. Somebody throws some water on you, you don't say, oh, they threw some wet on me. You say, they threw some water on you. But you're still wet. Are y'all still with me? See? The only thing that can separate the soul from the spirit is the what? Word of God. If the Word of God can separate the wet from the water, if the Word of God can separate the soul from the spirit, then the Word of God must be able to help me to grow spiritually in the things of God. See? So you're a spirit. You have to know that. Because see, if you can't call yourself a car. Because if you call yourself a car, you will let somebody drive you. Although some people might be trying to drive you crazy. I mean, you can't call yourself a plant. Because if you did, you would let somebody plant you. I know those are simple illustrations, but I'm a simple guy. I'm an icon on a computer screen. I have to teach so I can understand, because if I can understand, anybody can. See? So I have to know I'm a spirit, because if I know that I am a spirit, then, Mr. Green told us earlier, I need to do something to get the spirit strong. I mean, I do things to get my flesh strong. I eat. I work out. If I feel like I'm gaining too much weight, I'm not talking about me. I'm just hypothetical, because, you know, I'm like a stick. Amen, amen, amen. But if I do things to gain some weight, I work on my flesh. Well, listen to this. If I'm weak spiritually, why don't I do something to get my spirit strong? Well, I'm going to tell you why people don't do it. The reason why they don't, because they don't know that they are a spirit. And that's why we need to know. See, if we know what we are, we know what we need to do. Are y'all still with me? See, you're not a body. You live in the body. You are a spirit. You possess a soul, and you live in the body. See, you're not a body. You live in it. See, when a person dies, the only thing that happens is the spirit leaves the body. Are y'all still with me? I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'll be serving the living God. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, to present your body a living sacrifice and renew your mind. And it never tells us to do anything with the spirit. Why? Because spirit is what you are. That's why I got to grow spiritually. See, as physical human beings, we don't see ourselves growing. But we know that once we are children, next thing you know, we're grown-ups. So there's a growth process that takes place every day. I mean, we have a cat at home. And we have a lot of cats at home. Amen. And when Nene's cat, when she got him, he was so little. I mean, she's so little. So I call him Little Cat. Hey, Little Cat. A little thing. And how many of you know Little Cat is starting to grow now? I told Little Cat, I can't call you Little Cat too much longer, because you begin to be a big cat. But I still call him Little Cat. But he's not a little cat anymore. He's beginning to be a big cat. What am I trying to get you to see? In the physical, it's easy for us to see growth. Because, you know, one day we look in the mirror, and then 10 years later, you know, we're taller. So we can see it. Sometimes in the spiritual, we can't see it. And because we can't see our spiritual growth in the natural eye, sometimes we might think we're growing spiritually, and we're not. And that's the reason why people are being deceived. Because they think they're growing spiritually, and they're not. They just think they are. Because if I'm growing physically, I must be growing spiritually. It don't work that way. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us through the Word of God as we are studying it, to help us to understand it. Are y'all still with me? And when I study the Word of God, God's way, and I'm understanding it, what I am doing with assistance or help from the Holy Spirit, I am growing spiritually. I can't see it with the natural eye, but it's happening. Y'all still with me? I'm growing spiritually. And then when these people come out, that's out there, and whoever else, and Satan sends whoever he can, start talking all this old crazy stuff that's in scripture, I won't be tossed to and fro with the wind. You know, people go to the internet today, and they'll find something
Oh, well, it said this on the end, that the answer, who?
Sometimes we got to use wisdom and ask ourselves the question, how long have the internet been around? Well, then how long have the Bible been around? Are y'all still with me? We need to spend more time in the Word and spend less time on the internet because we need to grow up. Are y'all still with me tonight? Amen. To elevate our spiritual growth, we need help from the Word, and we need help from the Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus sent him. The Bible calls him our helper. The helper. I want you to go to 1 Peter chapter 2. We need the Word, and we need the Spirit. I'm almost done. I have about 5 minutes left. 5 minutes to go. Amen. I can keep on going all night, but amen, amen, amen. I'm not. I want you to go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter. We need the Word, Christians. We got to make some changes. Amen. Come on, Peter. Where you at, Peter? I ain't got much time, Peter. You need to come on. I'll be talking to my Bible. I know y'all are talking to y'all Bible. Amen. Look at 1 Peter chapter 2. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, it says, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire. Notice it say you are a newborn baby. It says, as newborn babes desire the sincere, what? Milk of the what? Word, so that you may do what? Grow. It's not talking about growing physically. It's talking about spiritual growth. If I want to grow spiritually, I have to desire the Word. I can't, just like I desired the Big Mac in McDonald's. I have to change my thinking process. I got to get to the Word tonight. I know I'm sleepy. I know I worked. I have to get to the Word. Oh, they have a Bible study on Wednesday. I got to get that Word. See, we got to get hungry for the Word of God. Well, I can't go. I'm too tired. My job. Well, God gave you the job. I'm just saying, Christians, if we want to grow up spiritually, we got to make some changes in our life. Are y'all still with me? Look at Romans chapter 15. Romans 15, amen. Romans 15, amen. Romans 15, amen, amen, amen. We're going into a new year. Romans 15. Romans 15. Look at verse number 1. Paul to the Christians at Rome. He says, we then, are you all there yet? Amen, I know I'm going pretty fast. Let me slow down. He said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of you of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Verse 3 says, for even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. Talk about the insults. Fell on Christ. And then the Bible says, verse 4, this is what I want you to concentrate on. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our what? Learning. So that we through patience and comfort of the what? Might be what? Might have hope. Through patience of the scriptures. Of the scriptures might have hope. You in Romans? I want you to go to verse number 11. Verse 11. We need the Word. We also need the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in verse 11, and again, Paul is still talking to those Christians at Rome. He said, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all you people. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Verse 13 is what I want you to concentrate on. He says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the what? Power of who? The Holy Ghost. That's that Holy Ghost power. We need the Word. We need the Holy Ghost because the Word and the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, I can't even say it, I'm so excited, will help us to elevate ourselves spiritually. Amen. And when you yield to the Word, when we yield to the Holy Ghost, they will help us to do the right things according to the way the Word of God wants us to do them. In other words, they will help us to make the changes in our life that we need to make in order to elevate ourselves spiritually. Amen? Listen to this. I mentioned to you earlier that there are some things that we might need to look at changing. We might need to look at the way we study. We might need to change the way we pray. We might even need to change the way we meditate. We might need to change our church attendance or lack of. We might need to change our tithe and offering giving or lack of. We might need to change how we focus on the things of God. Not our way, but God's way. Because when it comes to studying the Word of God, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy to study to show thyself what? Approved. How many of us are studying to show ourselves approved? Or are we just dibbing dabbing through the Bible, spending about 3 minutes? Just to say, I looked at my scripture last night. Are we spending time studying the Word to show ourselves approved unto God, as 2 Timothy says? Or are we studying just enough to try to impress mankind with our biblical knowledge? Maybe we need to change the way we do that. Are y'all still with me tonight? I'm almost done. Maybe we should change the way we pray. In Luke chapter 11, the disciples asked Jesus to teach us how to pray. And Jesus says, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. Now, I'm not saying you have to say that. But what he is telling them to do is when you pray, the first thing you need to do is reference God for who he is. We don't need to go to God, Father, in Jesus' name. Your words say I can have this. No, that's not the way you pray. You don't go there asking for nothing first. You go there and you reverence him for who he is. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Not mine, but yours. Are y'all still with me? Maybe we need to change the way we pray if we want to elevate ourselves spiritually. Are y'all still with me? Maybe we should need to change the way we meditate. Maybe we shouldn't just meditate once a week. But the Bible says when God told Joshua, he said that you should meditate how often? Day. And how often? Night. Amen. He said when you meditate day and night, some things happen. Maybe you meditate on Monday and you come home on Tuesday and Wednesday. You say, well, I meditated on Monday. I'm going to let that last me to Friday. Maybe we need to change the way we do some things. I'm talking about spiritual growth. Are y'all still with me? Maybe we need to change our church attendance. The Bible says not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. In other words, Christians need to come together to encourage one another as we see the day approaching. Maybe we need to stop thinking about ourselves, because Apostle Paul was talking to the body of Christ in the book of Ephesus when we first started, wasn't he? Maybe we need to stop talking about not going and attend. Y'all still with me? Maybe we need to make some sacrifices. Once again, if I want to grow spiritually, if I want to elevate myself spiritually, I can't do things my way anymore. I have to do them God's way. And God says not to forsake the assembly. Well, the Bible doesn't say you have to come to church. Do you assemble in Walmart? Do you assemble on the park? Do you assemble? Where else do Christians assemble at? In the church. Are y'all still with me? Maybe I need to change my mindset. Are y'all still with me? I'm almost done. Stay with me. I'm closing. Y'all know I'm closing. Maybe I need to change the way I give my tithe in my offering. Maybe I just need to change that. The Bible says bring all. Somebody say all. How much is all? All. Maybe I need to bring all the tithe into the storehouse. Maybe I shouldn't just, okay, this is my tithe. I'm going to take some out for this and this. No, that's not the tithe. Maybe I need to do it God's way. God said when you bring all of it, then he will prove. Then he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing. Maybe I'm just dibbing dabbing doing it my way, and it's stopping me from growing spiritually. Because if I do it God's way, I will see what God can do in the spirit. I will reap a harvest. I will see that the word of God is true. And when I see what God is doing in the spirit, it helps me to grow in the spirit. Maybe I need to stop just putting a dollar in the bucket. I know we don't have buckets here. This is hypothetical. And I say, well, I tithe today. I gave a dollar. No, that's not God's way. That's not even an offering from the heart. Are y'all still with me? Now, I'm not saying this because I want your money, but what I'm saying is that we need to look at how we're doing things. Because I told you our focus is elevating our spiritual growth through the word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will teach us to do things the right way according to the word of God. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Maybe I need to focus on God more. Maybe I need to focus more on the things that are above and not the things that on this earth that are taking all of my time and taking all of my attention that's stopping me from focusing on God. Because the Bible tells us to focus on the things that are above. I want you to see, this is the last scripture. Go to chapter 3, and I'm closing. Colossians chapter 3, amen. Maybe we need to change our focus. Colossians chapter 3. Maybe we need to change some things if we want to grow spiritually. Or maybe we don't want to grow spiritually. Maybe we just say we do. Are y'all still with me? Look at verse number 1, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. I'm about three minutes over, I know. The Bible says, if you then being risen with Christ, put your name there where it says if, because he's talking to Christians here. He says, if you then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are what? How many know the earthly things are not above? Worldly things are not above. It says, seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things where? Talking about spiritual things. Set your inspection, inspection. We're going to have an inspection. Amen. Set your affection on things above. And in case anyone don't know what he's talking about, he clears it up. He says, not on things on what? On the earth. I mean, it's pretty clear there. See, Christians, stand to your feet as I close. If we want to grow up spiritually, we have to change some things because it's time for a change. Maybe 2021, you didn't get the favor that you felt that you deserved. Well, guess what? We're getting ready to move into a change, a brand new year, 2022. Well, Pastor, I might not see it. Well, guess what? You're here right now. So you have a good chance of going over. Are y'all still with me? Amen. But as you're standing here, I want to just read something to you. I don't want you to turn there, but I want to read something to you. Because I told you, if you want to get to where you're trying to get to, the Holy Spirit is going to have to lead us there. We can't get there by ourselves. Look at what the Bible says here in Romans chapter 8. You don't have to go. I just want to read this to you. It says in verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Catch this. Listen. The Spirit itself, the Holy Spirit, bears witness with our spirit, the real you, that we are the children of God. I mean, the Holy Spirit is the witness. I mean, when Satan comes and say, you know, you're messed up, you're not a child of God anymore. The Holy Spirit say, don't listen to that lie. Let me give you the truth. Yes, you are. All you need to do is just repent. He's the witness. How many of you know you can't have a better witness than the Holy Spirit? When the Holy Spirit tells you that that's a false pastor, that's a false teacher, that's a false Christian, he's not going to lie to you. He's going to tell you the truth. That's why we have to grow spiritually, Christians. We cannot be children anymore tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We're getting ready to make a major change. We're going into 2022. We might as well change along with the year. We might as well make a decision that we don't want to be the same way we were in 2021. I know I don't. I want to grow more spiritually. You, Pastor? Yes, me. Because guess what? Like you, I still have a long ways to go. Amen? Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy.